Shalom Aleichem, Rabbeisai. I would like to share with you a vort, Lekavod Purim, that our Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva Rav Kalevsky, would say every single year before Purim. Those of you who were zoichet to be in his shir, this will be a reminder of the vort that you heard. If you forgot it, now's your chance. Those who did not have the schus to hear a shir from him, this is your opportunity to hear this vort that he said every single year. The Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Zayin, famous Gemara, Chayiv inish lipsumi bepurya ad lo yoda bein or haman leborach Mordechai. A person is mechuyev lipsume to drink until the point that he doesn't know the difference between Oror Haman and Baruch Mordechai. So most people interpret this Gemara that it means that you should get so drunk that you're out on the floor, cold, you have no idea which world you're in, and you have no idea between Oror Haman and Baruch Mordechai, to get stone cold drunk. So if Kalevsky would say, that's not the pshat in this Gemara. And if you don't know the pshat of the Nesivus, you don't know the correct pshat in this Gemara. The Nesivus wrote a pirish on Megillus Esther. It's called Megillus Starim. And in Akdama to his pirish on Megillus Esther, the Nesivus says the following pshat in this Gemara. The Gemara says in Megillah, Yudalad Amid Aleph, Gedoylo hasoris tabas, yoser mimemches neviim v'zayin neviyos. When Achashverosh gave the tabas to Haman, and he empowered him to make any gzera that he wanted on Klal Yisrael, that accomplished more than all the musr of the memches neviim and the zayin neviyos. The musr of the neviim and neviyos lo hechzir lemutav. They couldn't get Klal Yisrael on track. V'ilu asaras ha-tabas hechziru lamutav. But when Achashverosh gave this tabas to Haman, it had a very powerful effect. It caused B'nai Yisrael to do tshuva, tzvila, tainus, and that brought about the nes. Zok the Nesivus. If you would stop the Purim story right there, when Achashverosh gave over the tabas to Haman, you would say it was the worst thing that ever happened to Klal Yisrael. Now Haman could do whatever he wants, unlimitless power, make zeros rolls on Klal Yisrael, the worst thing that ever happened. But if you finish the story, we see Lamafreya that it was the best thing that ever happened. Because that's what ignited Klal Yisrael and energized them to do tshuva, to daven, to fast, and that eventually brought about the nes, and that wouldn't have happened if it wouldn't have been that Achashverosh gave the tabas to Haman. So in retrospect, it was the best thing that ever happened. Zok the Nesivus. So what does the Gemara mean? Chayiv inish lipsume bapurya. It means that you should drink, but the drinking is not the tachlis. The tachlis of the drinking is to help you reach a madrega of amuna that you can't distinguish between ra and toiv, because even the ra is really toiv. Just like the ra of the asaras hatabas from Achashverosh to Haman seemed to be ra, but only at the moment it was ra. In the end of the story, it was all toif. And that's the avoda of Purim. The avoda of Purim is to work on Amunah and reach a madrega of Amunah that everything Hashem does is hakol avad rachmana latov. Everything Hashem does is for our toelis. And even what we perceive at the moment is something that's not good. At the end of the day, it's all meant for our toelis. And that's what it means, chayev inish lipsume, that even something that doesn't seem good at the moment At the end, it's all meant for our benefit, and there's no difference between Ra and Toiv, or Ham and Baruch Mordechai, because it's all Toiv. The Gemara says in Psachim, Daf Nun, Ba'olam hazeh, al besuris tovos, omer hatov v'hametiv, v'al besuris ros, baruch dayin ha'emes. On good tidings, you make a baruch hatov v'hametiv. On bad besuros, you say baruch dayin ha'emes. La'osin lovos, look the Gemara in Psachim, al hakol mevaruch hatov v'hametiv. We'll make hatov v'hametiv on everything. Even on the bad. Frek tetzlach, the Nodu Yehuda in Psachim. Frek tetzlach. What does it mean that la'osin lovo, even on the bad, we will make hatov v'hametiv? La'osin lovo b'yemos ha-Mashiach, there's not going to be anything bad. Everything's going to be tov. There won't be an opportunity for us to say baruch dayna emes. There won't be anything bad. What does the Gemara mean? La'osin lovo will make a baruch hatov v'hametiv even on the bad. Even on the bad. So tetzlach, what the Gemara means is that what we perceive as ra, as bad in this world, that's because we don't understand the Yad Hashem at the moment. But la'osin lovo, when the whole picture comes clearer, and then we have a clarity of everything that transpired in Olam Hazeh, and what we thought at the moment was ra, and now we see how it was for our benefit. So then, la'osin lovo, lemafreya, we will make hatov ha-metiv even on the ra that occurred by Olam Hazeh. In Olam Hazeh, Lasi Lovo, there won't be anything bad. But we're going to make hatov ha-metiv lemafreya for all the things that we thought were bad in Olam Hazeh. Then we'll be able to make a broch hatov ha-metiv lemafreya, because then we'll see that everything was really made and meant for our benefit. In this week's parsha, Parsha's Kisisa, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, "Hareini nois kvodecha," and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, "Vaya babor kvodi v'samticha benikros hatzur v'sakosi kapi alech adavri v'asirosi es kapi v'reisi es achorai uponai lo yirou." You can see my back, but you can't see my front. He didn't answer Moshe Rabbeinu completely that you can see me from the front. You can only see me from the back. For isi sachorai upanai lo yirau. Sok tachsam sefer. What does that mean? For isi sachorai upanai lo yirau. Sok tachsam sefer. Upanai lo yirau. When something's in front of you, you can't understand the Yad Hashem, how it's working. It's only achorai, it's only in hindsight, after everything is done and the picture is over, and then we can see where everything led to a tachlis that is toiv, then we can see lamafreya, the Yad Hashem, how everything fit into place, all the pieces of the puzzle fit together. Upanai lo yira'u, panai, what's in front of you. At the moment, it's very difficult to understand the Yad Hashem. Things seem like an oilam hafuch. Everything's turned upside down. Doesn't make sense. Panai lo yira'u. V'ra'isi es achorai. But you'll be able to see me from the back. That means after, achorai, after everything is said and done. When the picture is complete, then you'll be able to understand my kavana and how everything fit into place. There's a famous amira in Shas. Nochem Ish Gamzu was called by the nickname Ish Gamzu. Why was he called Ish Gamzu? Because his motto in life was Gamzu L'Toyva. Everything that happened in his life, he always said, it's all for the good. Gamzu L'Toyva. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the Rosh Yeshiva Demir. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, what was the maila of Nochem Ish Gamzu, that he said Gamzu L'Toyva? The maila of Nochem Ish Gamzu was that he looked at the world with an oifen klali. He didn't focus on each individual episode, ba'ofen prati. If you look at the world ba'ofen prati, things can get you very upset and down and frustrated. Not every episode is pleasant. Not every episode is geschmack. But if you look at the total picture, ba'ofen klali, and all after all the pieces fit in perfectly, then you see how everything is toiv. And that was the attitude of Nochem Ish Gamzu. He said, on every episode, Gamzu l'toiva. This will add up to another prat, another episode, and it will all end up being toiv. That was his attitude in life, to look at things ba'ofen klali. Look at the whole picture, not to isolate individual episodes, but often prati. Gam zu letoiva. This episode, this maisa, will also end up being good. It'll be mitstarf with other pratim, and at the end of the day, everything will be good. And that's the trick, is to look at things, but often klali, and not to isolate individual episodes. In the beginning of this week's parsha, Torah tells us to give the Machzis HaShekel, Truma LaShem. Rashi brings that we give this Truma LaShem, the Machzis HaShekel, for a few things. Korbonos HaTzibor, and for the Adonim, to make the Adonim that the Krushim fit into in the Mishkan. And everybody has to give the same amount, whether you're an Osher or an Ani, you give the same amount, Machzis HaShekel. Why was it so important that the Adonim, everybody gives the same amount, and you give a half a shekel, not a full shekel? When it comes to all the other Nidvas HaMishkan, you can give whatever you want. There's no chiv, there's no limit. Give whatever you want. When it comes to the donation to the Adonim for the Krushim, everybody has to give the same amount and a Machzis HaShekel. What's the Musa we can take from that? Zok de Ber Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Salant. The Ber Yosef says, the Adonim were the Yesodos of the Mishkan, the foundation of the Mishkan. The Krushim fit into these sockets, these Adonim, and held up the Mishkan. So the Adonim are the Yesodos of the Mishkan. Zok Rabbi Yosef Salant, these Adonim are Merames to Amunah. Just like the Adonim were the Yesodos of the Mishkan, so too Amunah is the Yesod of Yiddishkeit. You have to be a Maimon. When it comes to Amunah, everybody is the same. Everybody has to believe in every din and every mitzvah in the Torah. When it comes to learning mitzvahs, there are people who know more than others, people who are more medactic in mitzvahs than others. When it comes to Amunah, of course there are madregas in Amunah, but when it comes to Amunah, everybody is the same. Everybody has to believe in kol ha-Torah kula. In every mitzvah, every din in the Torah, you have to believe in every prat. So Zokt, Rabbi Yosef Salant, the Adonim is Maramis to Amunah, the Yesodas of Yiddishkeit. And when it comes to Amunah, everybody's the same. Osher, Ani, everybody's equal. And therefore, by the Adonim, everybody has to give the same amount. Because in Amunah, everybody's Beshavim. Why do you give a Machzis, not a full amount, full shekel? Why only a half? So, Rabbi Yosef Salant, because since the Adonim is a remes to Amunah, when it comes to Amunah, you have to believe you're only seeing half the picture. Why do people have kashas in Amunah? Because they think that they're seeing the whole inyan. They think they're seeing the whole picture. If you're seeing the whole picture and it's not good, it's not pleasant, you have questions. But if you believe that I'm only seeing half the picture, a machzis ha'inyan, then you realize there's more to the story than what you're seeing. Nobody ever in the history of the world sees the entire picture. So that's why the Adonim everyone gives a machzis hashekel, a half a shekel. Because if you want to have amunah and not have kashas in amunah, you have to believe you're only holding in the middle of the picture. You're in the be'emsa ha'inyan. And that's why everyone gives a machzis and not a full shekel. So Rabbi Yosef Salant, this explains the Baal HaTurim in Parshas Pekudei. The Baal HaTurim says in Parshas Pekudei that Chazal were masakin 100 brachas every day, kineged the mei adonim in the Mishkan. The adonim added up to 100 that held up the crushing. Kineged the mei adonim, we have mei brachas b'chol yom. What's the shaychus? What's the connection between adonim and brachas? So to Rabbi Yosef Salant, Adonim is Amunah. It's the Yisod of the Mishkan, and it's the Yisod of Yiddishkeit, is Amunah. What are brachas? Brachas is that we are thanking Hashem for the food, for everything that we have in life. It shows that we believe that Hashem is the Kol Yochol, and He's the source of everything. He's the Makor HaBrachas. Brachas is also Yisod and Amunah. So the Mea Adonim, the Mea Brachas is Kineged the Mea Adonim. Just as the Adonim is the Yisod of Amunah, so too Mea Brachas is the Yisod of Amunah, and therefore Chazal were Mesakin 100 Brachas a day, Kineged the Mea Adonim. So the Avoda, Raboisai, of Purim, is Chayiv Inish Lipsume, to use the wine as a means to Steig in Amunah. To steig in Amunah and realize that everything Hashem does for us, hakol ovid rachmana letavavid, gam zu letoiva, and even what we perceive as something that's ra, that's not pleasant, we have to have Amunah that there's no chilik between ra and toiv, and everything Hashem does for us is far arto elis. We should use the avoda of Purim for learning, for tefillah, and for steigen in Amunah. Afrei l'cha Purim, everyone.